I never drunk around my kids when they were looking.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Christian McCaffrey limited yesterday. That's the obvious big news surrounding the 49ers as their season opener looms on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. And I got to get something off my chest, can I, Steiny?
Yeah.
Before we get back to it. Evan wasn't at the summit. We both come in. I can't remember a day where he said to both of us he was disappointed in us. And we had a little fun bit at the summit about knowing each other's life and family. And you miss my oldest child, Donovan. You said little Daryl.
I was wrong.
And that hurt. I called Donovan on the way home, told him it was on me. But I thought you knew me, man. I thought you knew your boy.
Well, why don't you tell the rest of the story to our listeners?
Well, they know you came late.
No, tell them the rest of the story, what happened this morning.
Well, then Evan asked, did I know your oldest? I said Mary Page. Yeah. And I said Grace, but it was Josie, and I got it wrong. But that wasn't on the game. We look bad. That's all. We look raggedy out there. Oh. I know your favorite artist of all time. Of course, I didn't get asked that. That's Dylan.
And close, Dylan or Van Morrison.
You knew R. Kelly's mind before the allegations.
I wasn't going to even mention that name. I swear to God.
I told Lucas.
I was not even
going to
mention his
Evan
name.
Evan goes, what about Tupac and Drake?
That's like saying, like, hey, who's your favorite football player? Oh, O.J. Simpson. It's like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
But he was a football player. But go ahead, buddy.
My point.
You know what I mean.
Remains.
Yeah.
I'm not going to utter that guy's name.
Shout out Donovan.
Dr. Narav Panja is our team physician, essentially, here at 95.7.
Help me
again.
Personally.
And with a game Sunday, what do you do with McCaffrey, Doc?
When you have something crop up out of nowhere this late in the week, I would not be surprised if they're like, look, even if it's a little bit of soreness, there's no reason to take that risk right now. So if he didn't play on Sunday, I would not be surprised. And that might be the safe thing to do as opposed to pushing it and then getting this cascade of, you know, inflammation, swelling, and then the Achilles start bothering him.
All right. So he's saying
Achilles,
if you want to be safe, you probably shouldn't play on Sunday.
Then that goes to the week. It's like one of my favorite songs, Donnie. It's on repeat. I mean, your thought process and mindset each week. Now is when it's too soon. And, man, he's an older running back, and I know we got a bunch of sound. What about Trent Williams? He said he looked like the 2023.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. All the people who are saying McCaffrey looked good, it was like 3 weeks ago. I'm just saying.
Well, and Willard we'll said when he went to practice how great he looked, and that was before the breaking news. Man.
You know what? And I kind of forgot about this, but the 925 brings it up. They redid McCaffrey's deal last offseason.
Yeah, they did.
And he was the one that just, McCaffrey wants money, let's give it to him.
But he had gravity.
Yeah. Do you understand it now? Do you understand now why? Okay.
I'm not mad at the org for doing it because they didn't foresee this.
Well, of course not.
And I'm not mad at C-Mac for saying I need some new cheddar.
Yep.
What are you saying to us with that?
I'm saying he signed a new contract last year and he's played four games. Ooh. That's what I'm saying. And what I am also saying is, they did what they did, but like the McCaffrey extension was the one everyone's like, well, hey, that's automatic. Oh, McCaffrey,
slam
automatic.
Down.
You got to get it, man. Yeah. Automatic. Well, you know, McCaffrey got his before Ayuk. Well, McCaffrey's McCaffrey, and McCaffrey we got to do. And all right, well, let's hope he can stay healthy. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good, man. Thank you for getting me on. But I was going to say, I think the Niners, at some point, you got to start thinking about life without McCaffrey. You know, he just... As great as he is, it's like we cannot go into every game, every season worrying about touches and, you know, is he going to get hurt? Like at that position, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. You know, I think at this point, I know he's a big part of the offense, but we got to think about what eggs we put in and what basket in. you know, in this day and age in the NFL, normally the league is set up for you to have success as long as your QB is healthy. Now, I know the Niners, we you know, it's kind of different where we kind of rely on the sum of our parts as more so than just the quarterback. But we got to start focusing on putting the eggs in the Purdy basket. Like, we need to make sure as long as he's there, we have a chance to win. And McCaffrey's not going to get any younger. I mean, he's 29. So he's he's just going to keep getting older and older. So we can't – what I'm basically saying, we cannot go into the season depending on McCaffrey being in MVP form and carrying this offense. I think those days are just, you know, realistically over. So I don't know if that means spending a first-round pick on a running back or going by committee, but we see how McCaffrey has changed his offense since we acquired him. And you look at the numbers with and without him, I ain't got them in front of me, but they're glaring. So without him, we kind of struggled. And he's not going to be playing forever. So that's just something they got to think about. I'm not saying, you know, this year or whatever, but it's the reality at this point.
Well, good call.
Yeah, appreciate you, Dave. Thanks so much.
And I'll say this, Donnie, real quick. I said it last night, and I'll recycle it, but, you know, that 6-11 season had a lot to do with injuries. I understand that. But also brought up the point of how much was it porous play, you know, defensively mainly and offense at times. But, man, 89% of that 6-11 to me, partner, was starting the season without McCaffrey. And I just hope that's not what they're about to embark on again. I know where you're at. Like, the goo, put the pads on, go out there. You got star power. But damn, Steiny, that was a big part of that 6-11 to your boy.
Well, then we'll all understand why they go 6-11 this year. Seriously.
Nope.
I mean, if McCaffrey, like that, the one issue with a guy like McCaffrey and Dave was on it is like he comes to your team and everything changes and he becomes by far the most important player.
Facts.
That's the blessing. The curse is if you don't have him, then everything changes drastically, it feels like. So we'll see what happens Sunday and we'll see how the 49ers, you know, attack this moving forward. I'm just. You know, does it cross your mind to start thinking about maybe we're not going to have this guy at all?
No doubt. And it's like a hen sitting on some eggs. I guess that's what I'm sitting on. That's what's next for me as we move down this road. And again, Stoney, I'm writing him off. I'm not going to sit up here in front. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think he's playing Sunday. Okay. But that's what's next. And the caller, Dave, mentioned it. Life after McCaffrey. I know it sounds crazy. It's too soon. I'm not saying you already hit a home run, right? Evan mentioned it. Robinson's a free agent. But if he knocks it out to park, and okay, let's say he's not McCaffrey, but he's the best version of himself, 1,000 yards, a bell cow, and him and Garrido hold it down. But I just watched a lot of sports I have in my day. And when you lose the dudes, the season the Niners had last year or what happens – until you can go to the lab and try to reinvent yourself. We talked about it. The receiving core, I got question marks about. And Pearsall, I'm excited, but can he hold it down? Now can they hold it down if they're without McCaffrey, that threat? That makes the job 5 times more and more difficult.
I mean, the other thing is, should they have seen this coming? Or the way I look at it is I think they did plan on seeing this coming. And that's why Brian Robinson's here. And again, like I don't necessarily care whether, they found out McCaffrey might not be right, let's go get Robinson. Or at the end of last year, they said, you know, McCaffrey only played four games last year. Maybe we should get some support for him this year. And we're working on it for a long period of time. But there's no way that this hasn't crossed the 49ers' minds. Mm. Like, that's where I say, like, if you're a GM, that's negligent.
Mm.
I mean, you have to go into the season with your eyes wide open and at least put Christian McCaffrey under the question mark column rather than, I just don't assume you could ever, like, I'm not assuming Trent Williams is going to play 17 games and be the player he was 3 or 4 years ago. I'm hoping. I'm hoping he stays healthy most of the year.
But can like, he give you 13 or 14?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that would be enough.
Can you win a game without him?
I mean, that's the other thing. I just, you know, as of right now, we're just talking about one guy, McCaffrey. One guy they're missing.
Uncle Looney said this. Let me read it to you because I feel like you're saying it. Goo, 2023 McCaffrey was never walking on that field. He was never going to be that again. I think you may be thinking too highly of him. But how could that be if he only played four games last year and when we seen him last, they were in the Super Bowl? I would retort that to Uncle Looney and anybody that had that mindset.
Well, I think most people, at least Mark Willard would say, the biggest reason the Niners were 6-11 last year was not their offense. Let's go to Big Smooth.
Our man.
Big Smooth's in Oakland. What's going on, Big Smooth? How you doing?
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm well. Hey, so I discovered something yesterday from the summit.
Oh.
You guys are co-workers. You're not friends. Shout out to Houdini. You're not friends. Man, how am I working with you when you don't know my kids' names? You don't know my kids' names? How do you not know my kids' names?
Well, he
names?
Knew the other You're one, Smoothie. Friends? He knew a couple of them. He just missed
Come
my heart.
Come on, Goo. You don't know my kids' names?
I know he is. No, I know all three of them. Oh, boy.
No excuse for that, man. No excuse. I'm sorry. You're co-workers. It's okay, man. It's okay to be co-workers.
Smooth. Why does that hurt me? I don't like you.
Smooth. I've only mentioned my kids 1,000 times a Smooth. Day. You don't know my kids' name.
Here's the way guys are. All right. Guys go out for a round of golf. All right. Four guys go out for a round of golf, and one guy, Benny, just had a kid. All right. So we play golf. We play golf. I go home, and my partner goes, "Hey, by the way, how's Benny's little one?" And I'll say, "We didn't talk about the little one. Of course, we didn't talk about the little one. Why would we talk about the little one?" I have no idea how the kid's doing.
All I know is Willard and Dibbs knew they completed each other's sentences. They knew everything about each other. I know what kind of car he's driving. I know his kid's name. I'm just saying, man.
Now, Smoothie, you know this is we're tighter than Willard and Dibbs.
I really do feel like I'm pulling a guru here, but I kind of drew a blank and I just couldn't think of the other child's name. I knew Daryl and obviously Milan.
Daryl Jr. is a great guess. Could have said Daryl the second. That's a great guess. No, I was cracking up, man. You guys had me laughing, but yeah, you guys need to know a little bit more about each other, man.
We do, Smoothie. We know a lot about each other, man. We can't even talk about it on air.
Okay. Well, listen, McCaffrey, just let him run. Just let him run until the Achilles goes out, man. If he wants to play, let him play. You can't bubble wrap him, man. If it's gonna go out, it's gonna go out. I'm just saying, man. You can't protect him from the injury. It's just not that kind of injury. It kind of comes and it goes. All I'm saying is, just let him run. If he wants to play, let him play. Worst case scenario, he's gonna blow it. He might blow that Achilles anyway. Go get you a replacement. Here's the great news.
Yep.
At least at running back is probably the easiest position. You're not going to ever replace him. He's one of a kind. But you can get a running back. How many times have running backs caught lightning in a bottle? That's the best position, I think. You got a lot of free agents. You got people you can sign. Running back can be filled. That's all I'm saying. Not like him. Don't get me wrong. But you can find somebody to run in between the tackles. I think it's better to have to get a new running back than to have to get a quarterback or a receiver. You know, I'm just saying that's probably the easiest position in the NFL. That's why they were not paying the running backs for a while, remember?
Right.
Because they devalued themselves. So I'm just saying, if it has to be a position that's key, I think Robinson's going to do the job, gentlemen. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Yeah. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. And I'll take this opportunity to say congratulations to the Valkyries. Goodness Boy, gracious, dude. What a season they are having.
This is incredible.
First expansion team to ever make the postseason.
Bang.
They're what, five games over 500? Chase is rocking. They're going to the playoffs.
Let's go. We got personalized jerseys. I can't wait for the playoff game. That day is going to be off the chisel.
Yep. Should be a fun postseason. Unfortunately, they're going to have to play their playoff game in San Jose rather than Chase because there's an event, the Laver Cup, which is at Chase Center. So they're going to have to play their playoff game in San Jose. The Laver Cup. Have you ever heard of Rod Laver?
No, I hadn't. I've
never heard of the greatest tennis player, perhaps, of all time.
That would be Johnny McEnroe, Boris Becker, Arthur Ashe.
It's just maybe another sport that you don't know a lot about. Okay. Rod Laver, of course, the Aussie. He's a left-hander. Mm-hmm. And this thing has been scheduled for a while.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Wow.
What's a wow?
Just their season and their injuries. And they've just overcome. Martin Luther King, they've overcome. Burton, just they got – We got to get Nikasi on, man. We had her on one time. We got to get her on and say congratulations. How about we do that as a show? Get her on, talk to her.
You can text her.
Just don't have her number. She told us to pull up. We pulled up, but we didn't. I let her coach.
All right, here's Dr. Nirav Panja was on with the morning show this morning. And this injury, he claims, is one that's probably going to have to be managed over the course of a season.
You have to manage his load. And I know we don't like the word load management, but I think that you have to take into account how much wear and tear has been on his body, what he's been dealing with. And we know that whenever McCaffrey has a huge season in terms of lots of touches, his body breaks down. So what can you do? Maybe you don't give him 20, 30 touches a game. Maybe you have 10 to 15. Maybe you're giving him, you know, a little bit more rest during the week. So I think it's just basically having him isolated for those big plays and not just running him into the ground so his body begins to break down. And it's also when soreness pops up, you're going to be a little bit more cautious like this. So maybe that is what the team's doing right now, but you have to utilize him, yes, so that he's able to be there for the whole season.
You know, McCaffrey kind of feels a little like me right now at my age. You know, you try to get into shape, right? Yeah. I'm going to do some running. I'm going to do some lifting. And then what happens is you get hurt while you're doing that, and then you got to take a break from running and lifting.
Hello.
And then you start feeling a little better a week or two later, and you get back to running and lifting.
Because you're healed.
And you start to get in shape, and then you get hurt again. Like, that's kind of where we may be at with McCaffrey. We may have to start to think about him as something lesser than he's been.
And what did Doc, the great Doc, say? Almost 2,000 career touches, Tiny. That's a lot on the body, man.
Yeah.
And if you look at the car, this is what concerns me. Even when he was younger, when you look at the Carfax report for 2 to 3 seasons, Tiny, he wasn't available. As great as he is, it's never been about when he's on the field. But now we're at a juncture to where and to Big Smooth's point, Stani, do you just ride till the wheels fall off, or is this your new reality?
Well,
we it's like the Buffalo game. So you got to let him run, and then if something happens, you kind of been preparing for it. Not that you want it to, but
I mean, I
you
feel
can't
like
run from this cloak and dagger that it feels like is over his health.
Well, I feel like if he's not 100%, he's not going to be the runner he was anyway, whether he pushes it to the limit or not. If he's not 100%, then obviously he's going to be less effective. What do you think about this? Is this mean-spirited? And I want to ask everybody this.
All right.
This is from Truth Hurts. CMC. Chronic medical concern. That's pretty harsh.
Well,
see, CMC.
That wouldn't have been funny when they were in Vegas when we were there for the Super Bowl, or when they were in Philly, you know, for the NFC Championship game. So I'm just going, J.J. Evans, it's been some good times. So let's not act like there hadn't been good times. Now that joke's funny, you know, according to you. I didn't laugh.
I didn't say it was funny. I said, was it mean-spirited?
And that's your type humor. Because you're a mean spirit.
Yeah, I thought it was,
you don't mean everything that comes out your pie hole. You like to put people on, make them backpedal.
Not sure what that means, but...
It means I know my partner. Big.
Oh, you do?
We took a hit yesterday, Stoney. Damn. They think other shows are closer than us, and we spend the most time together.
You're going to get so mad at me, but I could care less.
I do, though.
I couldn't care less.
I get that, but I do.
Like, I don't care if people think we're not friends. Who cares?
I feel like I want to tweet out what we've talked about, but I won't. You're my guy, man. Donovan, Little Daryl, and Milan.
Yeah.
All right.
You run into traffic today?
Oh, my God. What? What happened to Bart? Apple update? What are we doing?
Bart is really having a bad summer. I mean, there have been a few of these this summer.
I mean, to find out your way to work, I gotta, man, abort mission and come up with a, go back. So were you on your way to Bart?
No, I heard about it before.
Gosh. Yeah.
And then I'm jumping into the shower listening to the radio, and you just keep hearing the traffic's getting worse and worse and worse.
I heard the channel too.
And yeah, it took me a while to get into the city today. I don't like to drive into the city. And Bart's had a bad summer.
All right. It's this time of year where you're watching Sunday's game.
Goo,
I love this.
Goo,
I know
glad,
where I'm at.
I'm glad you asked me that. And I'm hoping my buddy Dana opens up so I can watch the 49ers game with about 4 to 6 guys. Just having one or two cold ones. Camaraderie.
That's too many.
4 to 6?
Yeah, Bonte came in and said, I was speaking the gospel. He likes watching alone, too.
You know, I got to tell you, I've come around on that. If you're, it's a sign of being a big-time fan.
Can you drink alone? Like,
of
no,
course.
Seriously.
Why not?
I have more fun that way.
Drinking alone?
Yeah. You get tipsy.
That's what usually happens when you drink. So.
Stiney.
No.
Big game. I'm going to check the line. I'm going to have a line for you. The Niners were favored by 1.
I thought it was 2.5.
Oh, they got up to 2.5.
I think so, Goo. I'm not. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right.
I could have sworn
that. I'll get the current one, though.
I wonder if it's come down at all
in the last day or two. He's not playing, right? Even if he said he could go.
I hate this kind of
Well, it's our new normal, so get ready for it.
I hate this kind of speculation.
Yeah, get ready for it.
Should he play? Shouldn't he? I have no freaking idea.
Or do you do what Big Smoothie is lobbying? Just ride into the Cadillac blow.
That's unrealistic if he's not 100%.
Well, it's week one, so you should be 100. I'm going to tell you, Stoney, hold on. How'd you do in fantasy?
What are you even looking at?
The lines. Did you have anybody playing yesterday? I got 18 points, Barkley.
He did not, because I'm playing Stoney.
Did you have anybody?
Do I want to win this one?
I had Saquon.
Hey, wasn't that great, was it? 62 yards, is that what I heard?
Yeah, and a touchdown. He was fine.
18 points, though. That's what counts, Stoney.
How many did Saquon have?
He had 18 points.
Oh, yeah. How many did your guy have?
I had Saquon. I'm in 6
leagues.
Oh, you
both have?
Yeah.
Oh, this, okay. Yeah. All right, I was confused.
1.5, Niners favorite by 1.5.
Who's got C.D. Lamb?
Stinks.
He stinks. He stinks.
What happened?
He stinks. That's what happened. Dak Prescott. I'll tell you what, I moved Dak Prescott above Brock Purdy in my power rankings last night. If he had any receivers, he'd be good.
Oh, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at noon, we got Randy Cross, 3-time Super Bowl champion, the Seahawks. Our Sunday's opponent, Christian McCaffrey, limited. Does it change your expectations for the season? Yes or no on 95.7.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, what you got, baby?
A little bit unsettled. A little bit unsettled. Don't let them get to you and try to...
Who?
The fans are disappointed.
No, it's kind of...
They think we're not as close.
Fans don't bother me. Fans don't bother me.
But you got off Twitter, they do. There, I got you on that one. Checkmate.
Whatever you say. This is just a weekend where golf's kind of slipped through the cracks.
You didn't even golf Wednesday.
I know.
Why do you say it like that? You get what, hip bothering you?
No, hip's great.
What happened?
I just didn't feel like rushing over to play golf on Wednesday.
All right.
But, I got a bunch of guys who are on a golf trip. I got another couple guys that are out of town. So I got nothing going this weekend. I went to my new best friend, Carter Chickering, see if he wanted to get out on Olympic. He's not going to be here this weekend, unfortunately.
You got to invite Carter?
No, he's got the juice.
He asked me for the invite.
Dude, wow. Carter, real quick, Simon, before you finish.
You do that well. You invite yourself to places as well as anybody.
Are you saying
you're not
I just
invited.
Did that with Bonte?
With what?
Well, anyway. You drafted McCaffrey. Speaking to the mic for the 95-7 The Game League, how devastating possibly was this news for a pick that you spent a lot on?
Yeah, I think people are making a lot of it because I picked three starting running backs after him, too. So I'm like, it sucks, but it was a high risk. I knew it. And I have Justin Jefferson in my only other league, and that's why I left him for you. It's like, if he got hurt, I was done in two leagues.
Okay, you know? Before you go, forget fantasy. Would you play him if you're the Niners?
Not if you see a long-term future with him past this year, right? Like, even if you see one more year after this year,
you can see it, Carter. I'll say you're dead wrong on that. Ain't no, this is medical. This is you could want to see his body's telling you the check engine light's on. So to Big Smoothie's point, I think I'm ready to ride the caddy until you got to come AAA.
If this is it, which I think they're looking at, like, this is your last ride, dude, like, then you're playing him.
Yeah. And he might even want to play, Steiny. You can't. This is
you can't play. I mean, if he's not 100%, I like that football to me is a little bit different.
Okay, give me this real quick. Was he 100% Sunday night in Buffalo before he had the PCL injury?
He kind of looked it. He looked great that day.
You know what? So we'll say he was 100 then. Like when he went out there at 89. It's crazy. Like, this is altering. I don't know what, but this is altering. It's their future. That's what, dude.
And that's great. That's a great word. That's a great word. Does this alter your expectations? And my feeling is, no, not yet. Not yet. I mean, again.
Not yet.
Again, I get it. There's two sides of this. One is you can absolutely be concerned and be worried. I mean, there's no doubt about that. At the same time, he was limited at practice. So maybe it was just a super duper precaution, and maybe he may sit out this week and play week two. I don't know. But Carter Chickering, ladies and gentlemen, could work for the San Francisco 49ers front office. And I'll tell you why.
Tim.
It's because both the San Francisco 49ers front office and Carter Chickering had insurance policies for Christian McCaffrey. Who's your second running back, Carter? I know it's not Brian Robinson.
No, I have Cook, okay. And I have Omarion Hampton, and then I have Ford,
right,
too,
enough.
From Cleveland.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Way to go, Carter. Oh,
I gave him a compliment. He worked for the 49ers front office.
And then you backhanded him. All right, that's enough.
Like, here's my...
Just tell me I'm being...
You are.
No.
You're being.
No, because you're going the other way, and you're not doing it for the show.
I'm not doing it for the show. I'm absolutely not doing it for the show. What we... They're still a 10-win team in my mind. They are. And I'm not factoring in McCaffrey not playing at all this year, Goo. I'm not factoring in McCaffrey playing every game this year. I don't know. But even with what we know right now, I'm still calling this a 10-win team. How about 49er fans?
Man, let's hear
it. If you had to give a prediction yesterday at this time, and now you have to give one today at this time, just on the simple fact that he was limited yesterday, do you really revise your win total?
Oh, hell yes.
I do not. Not for limited at practice.
Person who's limited, if it were Purdy or anybody else, Donnie, you're right. This is the Ferrari we're talking about, the Rari that only played four games. And Willard,
you know,
and
most
every
Ferraris
49er reporter
spend.
Was saying he looked fresh, and I believe it. Something happened.
Okay.
We're three days away from the
Something
game.
Happened. He got hurt again.
How, though?
Who and cares? He's always 29.
That's what I'm saying, Steiny. That's called age.
Thank you. Don't expect Trent Williams to play 17
Father Time
games.
Was in the bushes on McCaffrey. Everybody said he was looking fresh.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
That's why I was waiting on him
Christian
in the bushes.
Looks fantastic. He looks like Offensive Player of the Year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year, 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last playing with his hair on fire. It really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
All right, Trent Williams.
So was he going too hard in practice? I did hear hair on fire.
Okay, let's say he was going too hard at practice. Okay, what's that mean?
That would probably happen in the game, but I'd feel better if it was happening in the game.
I mean,
and I got to say something. Daryl L. Johnson the first, and there's a second. Miss me with guys looking fresh in football without getting tackled.
That's like telling me how many three-pointers
you made in practice. That's just where I'm at.
First hour and a half of the show to talk about Steiny. This is crazy. He was looking so good. Everybody said he was looking great.
Yeah,
But now you're saying you knew they were lying.
You know, when Willard said it at the summit, I said, because he saw it when he went to the practice, I said, guys are not getting tackled. That's where the stuff happens. So now why I'm way more concerned is you weren't even getting hit and this happened. So, you know, you got the sound you just played from Trent Williams, you know?
Yeah.
Something was about to go or blow. And it sounds like the furnace... The pilot got lit, because that's all we can think on, man. I don't like any of it.
Well, the other thing is, like, we've acknowledged you worry more about injuries than anybody else.
And I was correct on this first one.
That's right. So don't be surprised. McCaffrey's health. Oh my God, Steiny, what if? Okay, guess what? You worried so much about it? He is hurt. Good job. So it shouldn't be a surprise. If you're worried about something and it happens, that means it's not a surprise.
Okay, but I took the intel of everybody that went out to practice or practices.
I thought you just said that doesn't mean anything.
Now I'm double back and saying that because, Steiny, look at me. It does it now, right?
Say it. Trent Williams is a liar.
No, he's not
liar. He is.
He commented on what he saw, but it wasn't really factual because he hadn't been tackled.
So Trent Williams, you don't think he can assess running back talent?
Play it again. It means nothing. It's hollow. Sleepy. It's
here's where you would go. Like, you wouldn't say that to his face.
I would.
Trent Williams. How did he look in gym shorts?
But we don't want to see what happened.
That's not it. That was it.
Christian looks fantastic. He looks like Offensive Player of the Year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year, 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last playing with his hair on fire, really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that brings it to work and in practice every day.
Liar!
It's not lying. Nobody's being malicious. It's just like, this is who I am. I'm not ashamed of it. Steiny, did you go a little too hard in gym shorts?
Oh my God.
Because Tripp mentioned that. Hair on fire. Could you say that for the game? Just a thought.
Shouldn't practice hard.
No.
Don't practice hard.
You know what I mean. Just...
So he was hurt for all but four games last year. He comes to training camp. Isn't that when you're supposed to push your injury, you know, push it to see what you got?
Well, I can see how, especially if he thinks he's not hurt and he wouldn't have looked like Trent and Willard and everybody said. I get it.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. If you wanted Kyle Shanahan fired for running Trey Lance into the line 12 straight times, which you said you did, then you know what? You should want Shanahan fired for making McCaffrey go too hard at practice.
Now you're being What, Don Wrinkles? Ridiculous. Come on, Stoney.
Who else fell for this?
Baldy didn't. That's what that.
Boy. If I had to tell you who out of all 90 guys has looked the most impressive on the practice field so far through a week, slam dunk Christian McCaffrey. I've seen Christian McCaffrey working at full speed for several practices, and I was joking at first on day one. I'm not joking anymore. I think he might have gained a step. And over 2024 for sure. Comparing it to 2023 is going to be tough, but consider the fact that his body probably relatively fresh now compared to where it was in 2023 coming off of the long 22 run as well. I wouldn't surprise me if Christian McCaffrey is moving just a little bit quicker than he was in that sensational 2023 season. He looks like he's added a little bit of muscle, not like an alarming amount to where it would slow him down, but probably just to be able to absorb some of the physical punishment that comes over the course of the season. And I can tell you for sure that Christian is extremely motivated and extremely locked in. I know that he pays attention to some of the noise out there, and I know that he uses it as fuel. And he made a couple awesome catches the other day. I think he's running really well, and I think that he looks absolutely great out on that football field.
All right, that was David Lombardi of the San Francisco Standard.
Yeah, Dave's the man.
That was from a few weeks back.
But Stoney, there's an account on X. It's called Freezing Cold Takes. With the news we have now after hearing that, it's like, he saw that. I believe David, he saw that.
Why can't
now
you
look
be,
where
why
we're at.
Yeah, but why can't you be right? Something happened. Like he was good,
yeah.
and he got re-injured yesterday or 2 days ago. Like
and
you
gotta
might
find
be
out,
right about that.
No,
like,
but
we don't know if he got hurt or if
something
he's
happened.
Sore. Like he's experiencing soreness.
But wouldn't
at this
that
point.
Be different than was held out of practice?
Well, he's like, limited. He was limited. So
and we're talking about a calf or Achilles, Stoney, which means it could go at any time. So it's not like, I got a headache. It's I'm feeling something down there.
Right.
And last year you missed 13 games. You had the PCL, but I don't know how you remedy this. I don't know what you do.
You don't. You got to manage it. He's got an injury that's going to need to be dealt with game after game after game after game. It's going to have to be managed.
Yeah.
In some way, just, you know, like, I mean, Curry has been managed over the course of his career at times. So I think the 49ers are just going to have to try to do that and see what it looks like.
And I know I said earlier I was having fun that he was going too hard, but I'm double backing, Stoney. He's busting his ass to make sure he can trust his body. And on the days that everybody went and saw him, that's what he looked like. So, again, I'm not saying he didn't look spectacular. And I guess when it's all said and done, he should be pushing himself to make sure he's ready. And then now something new happened. He felt something. But man, Stoney, we saw with Durant. We just saw it in the finals with our guy in Indiana. Like Halliburton, this is nothing to play with. So I just don't know how you manage it playing NFL football and you need burst and you use your lower extremities. Like, Stoney, how can he get this to where it'll never be a concern again?
It's never not going to be a concern. It's just not.
That's serious.
It's kind of like, what's the Curry? Like, you know, Curry's got some hamstring stuff he's got to constantly monitor. Here's what you do.
You have to manage his load. And I know we don't like the word load management, but I think that you have to take into account how much wear and tear has been on his body, what he's been dealing with. And we know that whenever McCaffrey has a huge season in terms of lots of touches, his body breaks down. So what can you do? Maybe you don't give him 20, 30 touches a game. Maybe you have 10 to 15. Maybe you're giving him, you know, a little bit more rest during the week. So I think it's just basically having him isolated for those big plays and not just running him into the ground so his body begins to break down. And it's also when soreness pops up, you're going to be a little bit more cautious like this. So maybe that is what the team's doing right now. But you have to utilize him, yes, so that he's able to be there for the whole season.
And the scary part about that,
Panja.
Yeah, from the doc is, Stoney, he didn't have a heavy workload last year. You know, he got hurt. We thought he healed. He put in the work to come back. And now this is happening without that big workload.
Yeah. James is in Oakland. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
Great show, fellas.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I think we're in for a big surprise with the Seahawks because Sam Darnold, to me, I watched him practice for a long time. I always thought, for my fantasy team, he's always been good. And I think he's going to have a good game against the Niners. He's super tall. He can see everything. He's experienced, and he gets in the end zone. So the Niners are going to have their hands full, especially scoring, in my opinion, because Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall, they haven't played together all that well with my man Purdy. Even Purdy's got an injury on his leg. What if he tears something?
Oh, what's his injury? What's Purdy's injury?
Didn't he have his knee surgery before, right?
Nah, he's healthy. Yeah, he's scooting around that field.
You never know, though. I'm just saying, you never know. I mean, he's not. You're right. He is healthy, but in my mind, that's just.
Yeah, injury's coming, huh?
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know on that turf.
Hey,
if you don't slide,
let me ask you this.
You could pull a Garoppolo.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, James. Do we have to fire Buster Posey?
Yeah, I was just going to ask him.
We're losing you.
Hey, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing. We're losing him.
Yeah, he was hating on Buster.
No!
He was hating on Buster.
Yeah, how you like me now?
A while ago.
You can't call in and say a guy had a leg in surgery. That dude's material, man.
Especially when he didn't. Right. Like, it's just factually incorrect.
He puts me in a good mood, though.
This is Kyle Shanahan a few weeks back talking about the workloads of McCaffrey and George Kittle.
Yeah, I do. You always want to keep working and stuff, but it's such a fine line. Like, those guys, they're ready physically when it starts, but they know they got to get through camp and stuff so their bodies can take it throughout the whole year. It's really tough when the way those guys play on Sunday, they can always throughout the year get a lot of work on Wednesday and Thursday. So if you don't get that work now, sometimes you never can catch it back up. The problem is stretching it all out. So we got to be smart with those guys. That's why those guys do get some fed days. It's kind of naturally happened with these scrimmages because we've had two on, one off, then we have to travel. Now we have tomorrow off, and then we'll see how the game goes. I haven't decided with all those guys yet, but there's not a lot of time in the game either.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan talking about McCaffrey. I think it's interesting to note that it feels like football is different, where you use training camp to get into complete shape by week one.
Facts.
And I think that maybe in basketball, for example, you kind of ease into it once the season starts. So maybe the way they were testing McCaffrey was this: they wanted to get as close to game speed as they possibly could.
Yeah.
And he felt something.
Yeah, no doubt. And isn't that how you want to do it if you're an athlete, Stoney? I know you used to be. You want to trust yourself, and you got to push yourself to make sure you can handle it.
Coming up at noon today, we got Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion. He was a member of the 49ers offensive line from 76 to 88. We usually have him on during football season, obviously.
He shoots it straight,
and,
too.
Yeah, he really does. He's kind of like me. He doesn't like the fans either. He ripped him once. He ripped the wine-sipping 49ers fans.
Oh, man, Randy.
One time. Tom Pelissero is a little more optimistic about the Christian McCaffrey thing, so let's sprinkle this one in.
I will say this cautiously. I do not get the sense, based on the conversations I've had so far, that there are alarm bells going off about Christian McCaffrey at this point. If there is any player you are going to take precautions with if he feels something in practice, it's the guy who's arguably your best player and missed most of last season because of a variety of different ailments. We also know that calf injuries can be tricky. At times, they are precursors to Achilles injuries. McCaffrey had issues with both his Achilles last year. Again, I do not get the sense that this is DEFCON 1 at this point, but the 49ers will be back out on the field this afternoon.
All right, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
He said cautiously. I love what we do, but I can't wait to hear Kyle talk today. Like, we'll get a lot from him, I believe, about expectations.
You know what?
For this Sunday.
I feel like we won't.
Well, you can't play with the system. You can't up it to a point. You know,
he's gonna don't we kind of know what he's gonna say? Like, go ahead, ask me a question about McCaffrey.
Hey, Coach,
yeah.
What's McCaffrey's status this Sunday?
We'll see. He's working through some stuff.
Did he re-aggravate the calf from last year?
I felt a little soreness. We're just being cautious.
How worried are you?
Well, it's next man up mentality always for our football team.
Does this change how many touches you'll utilize McCaffrey, Coach?
We'll see about that. It depends a lot on how he's feeling and whether he can go. But you know how I am. If he's a go, I consider him a full go. And so the minute he steps on that field, I'll utilize him pretty similar to the way we've always utilized
him. Coach, before I get out of here, you going to see Lil Wayne tonight?
Got to be delicate.
I believe
calves.
It's Lil Wayne.
Yeah, at the Shoreline.
Our
Evan Giddings is going.
You know, he named his son after him.
Yeah. I'm proud that I delivered know that years ago,
I do know
Evan.
That. I do know that.
That is incredible. Kyle got swag, man.
I'm trying to think. I bet he.
Where is it at?
Chase Center or Levi's?
It's at the Shoreline.
Shoreline.
Yeah. Last time you've been there.
Shoreline?
Yeah. I saw Genuine, the singer there. Who'd you see? I was at a summer jam.
I can't even remember who I saw.
Probably know you were there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's probably like Neil Young or it's probably one of four guys.
Sounds memorable.
What's going on with him today?
No, listen, I'm looking at you like.
What's going on with him today?
It must have been a bad show. We've had some bad shows. But if you don't remember, like Genuine, the singer with Pony Steiny, I saw women throw stuff at him, the garments. It was incredible. Like, I'll never forget. I saw an artist make an audience of women go crazy.
Yeah. Was that Usher?
It was Genuine.
Oh. Like, is he more pop? I'll tell you who. I'll tell you women.
I want to hug
I'll
you,
tell
man.
You women love
who?
Maxwell.
Yeah.
They do. Now, I've seen Maxwell. I bet you don't believe that.
With who? Who performed, who'd you go with?
With my buddy Travis Stanley.
Two men went to see a concert?
Yeah, it was at the Paramount.
Oh my gosh.
What's your problem, dude?
That's like me and Relaford going to see the concert.
He had an extra ticket. He said, you want to check this guy Maxwell
Evan,
out?
Evan, like, help what? Me out. Maybe I'm
you guys,
too.
You guys are the worst.
I got to ask before we hit a break here. Did you know, like, were you familiar with Maxwell's game before you went?
Not really.
Okay, then you're in the clear.
Did you regret it?
No.
Okay, so you had a good time.
He has an incredible voice, but
I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. That's the bottom line.
Oh,
you guys.
Man.
Randy Cross coming up in 10 minutes. If I can last that long today, that segment also
Crazy.
Brought to you by...
No, I'm laughing at Evan, but man, I got something to help you with that.
That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and also Caltrans.
Don't talk about that.